This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's gorgeous out, actually. I don't know what's doing at you guys' house or what it looks like in the city there, DeJesus, but it's a sunny day.
Yeah, it's really sunny
here.
Over here.
Hey, did you get your... Oh, my God. I forgot all about you. I have a million questions for you.
Let's hear it. I saw something on her social media and was like, oh, my God, she lives in an amazing place.
Yeah, it turns out she has a barn and, like, a, you know, she's got her own horse and everything.
Yeah. Friday I went wine tasting. Well, I didn't drink. I was the DD for my two sisters.
You are a nice person.
Yeah, because they work in the wine industry. So I'm like, okay, I'll go. What else am I going to do? Sit in a hot house while there's workers here? And we haven't even, we used our AC once Friday night and we haven't used it since because it was cold.
Not cold,
but nice over the weekend.
But it works.
Yeah. Yeah.
It better work.
Yeah, for
Hell
real.
Yeah.
So I was so happy when, because up in Calistoga, it was like in the high 90s, but it was, there was no wind, so it felt hotter. So going back home and walking into the AC, I was like, oh my God, this is so nice.
Luxury.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. It's yeah. Just, it's like, you know, do you ever, have you ever just gone to the supermarket just because you know it's air conditioned in there?
Yeah, well, yeah, I think that's why we were having such a hard time is because without COVID, what we would do is like spend time at the mall or go to the movies.
Yeah.
And we can't do that now. So when we would come home when it was hot in the house, it's like, okay, we'll just have to deal with it because we were in AC, but we don't have that option anymore.
Right, because we're at our house where
yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so, my parents are working from home. They're like,
did you get to ride the horse?
No. So they bring horses in this one winery, but due to COVID, they only brought in this one horse, and he was like the oldest horse there. He was 28, has diabetes,
Jesus. Yeah. He's, you know, why are they exposing him to COVID? Diabetes is one of the underlying things that can really screw you up.
Yeah, but it was just, that's how they got me into it. They're like, well, we're going to go to this winery and it has horses. I'm like, okay, I'm in. So
I didn't know you were a horse girl.
Yeah.
I love horses so much. Me and you will have to, we'll have a beer sometime and talk about horses.
Yeah. It was
probably
a lot of fun.
Won't it?
Mm-hmm.
And none of it will be sexy, you guys.
Yeah.
Jerks. Oh, all right. Let's.
Friends on the phone
the
so
news.
You can't play it.
Yeah. Can you play it?
Oh, yeah, you're talking about how you really love to ride horses. Is that what you're talking about? You know.
I'm talking about how I love to ride them and there's nothing sexual about it. Yes.
Right.
Luckily,
right.
Bryn can't do the thing. Hit the news sounder.
The Radio Alice Report.
What you say is directly opposite of what Miss Oliveira taught me in eighth grade sex ed class.
She didn't know anything.
Mrs. Oliveira told me that there's a reason girls love horses, and it's not because they're cute. But whatever.
She's a liar. She spoiled you.
Uh-huh.
She spoiled you with that non-information. That's false.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. That's an app you can get so you can listen to this radio show. That's all. Radio.com. Get the app. Here's what's happening. So what we'll begin with is this COVID-19 thing as we are falling backwards. The numbers are spiking, and Gavin Newsom, our governor of California, has decided to pull back on some of the things that were expected to open up either today or, you know, Friday, or bars are now going to be told, nah, maybe not.
Oh.
So bars in Contra Costa and Santa Clara counties were already closed, and they'll probably stay that way for a while longer. But places that were starting to open are being asked not to. The mask thing continues to be a demand or a mandate that hopefully people want to follow. You see, though, that, and there's a word for it now, caution fatigue has set in for most people. They've had it and they want out. And yet, you know, what's happening is we're seeing in the United States of America a spike unlike any other country in the world.
Right.
We're dealing with this because we've decided we're coming out. Like it or not, we're coming out. Only two states have had a drop in coronavirus cases in the past week. That's Connecticut and Rhode Island. Every place else is climbing.
Wow.
So,
wonder why those two states.
I don't know. It doesn't say, but I'm assuming it's because they're using masks or still staying quarantined. I mean, I know that we are still staying as safe as possible here at my house. Although we have had that caution fatigue is real. Like you.
Oh, yeah.
You find yourself wiping stuff down less, you know, carefully. And you say to yourself, well, I got to get this one thing. And you go and feel like, all right, I'm going to go to the store. I just got to. So, like, I think for the first time, and I'm actually not even talking about me, the missus went to a store for the first time in 3 months the other day.
Oh, my God. She did? What kind of store?
Just the grocery.
Yeah.
Just the local grocery. She needed bacon for a recipe and needs a specific kind of bacon.
You need bacon. You need bacon.
Right. So, anyway, I guess what it comes down to is wear your mask. I've seen so much video, though, of people fighting in public. One of the fights I saw, I guess they say it was in Sacramento, and I don't even know. I know that everybody's edged. I know that there's also, I've had to come to the realization that racism is alive and well, even in California. Did you see the video of the two women fighting in the grocery store in Sacramento? And it went everywhere.
I'm not sure. I have seen some of those. Is it the one where the white lady screaming at the black lady?
No, it was the this is the problem with these videos. I don't know what started this fight. But this fight in particular was...
She's ramming her with her cart? Or is
no,
this totally different?
This is totally different.
Oh.
But it's just, it's so heartbreaking to see for both sides. Just awful that there's a lady saying the N-word. And then this woman goes, say that again. Say that again because I'm the wrong one. I'm going to say that again. And unfortunately now you just know both people are... I don't know why no one stepped in, but that ends up with a bunch of punches and a woman on the floor. And partly you're like, well, you can't say that to people. And then the other part is for the woman who's throwing the punches, now you're in trouble. Like, you know they're going to come find who they...
You need to just see the person yelling that at you as the a-hole that they are.
It's
know
just,
that about it, them. I get it. Awful. You don't want to take it, but you know, now you're in trouble. Oh,
another video sucks. Out there is a woman who's screaming about not wanting to wear masks in the store. And it's just one of those things where you go, yeah, but you gotta.
Yeah.
And that's now you're the next.
We have a social contract with each other where we're all going to do the things that it takes to make each other safe and quit being a freaking crybaby about it. It's not a political statement.
Right. Well,
just put the goddamn mask on or stay home. One of those.
That's what it comes down to, though, is these videos go viral and now you're the news.
Right.
Now you've just made the news. So
well,
anyway,
the news needs something to report,
I guess. Unfortunately, that was happening over the weekend. I just went, oh, God. Here's some good news. 1 in 5 parents are saying the lockdowns had a good effect on their kids overall, and they've had a lot more family time. And
well, they're unavoidable family time.
Right, and they hope to keep some of the things in place that came out of this, which is spending more quality time together, going on family walks, and sitting down to eat. We have done family walks almost every day.
Yeah.
It's a trip.
It's actually kind of amazing how many people you run into when you go out for walks now. I mean, it's kind of nice in its way. And everybody, you know, immediately reaches down, pulls up their mask as they're encountering another group.
You know what's rad about this show? One of the cool things is that just last night, as I was going out to dump some trash, I walk out on my front yard.
Absolutely.
The trash cans are already out. So now you have to take the trash.
The day is
out
trash.
To there. Right. So I'm headed out there, and this lady comes running by with a stroller. And she never breaks her stride. So she's talking to me as she runs by. But as I'm headed out, she goes, "Hey, Vin, I was wondering when I'd run into you. I love your show." And all this is happening as she's darting past me. And I'm like, "Thank you." I didn't even know what to say. Nice to meet you. Weird, but thanks. But that's so cool. Like, there you are getting some love, and you haven't even left your driveway.
That is. We have great listeners.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I thought this statement... Oh, I got to do my chlamydia story first.
Oh, yeah. Do your chlamydia story. I'm dying to hear about this. So you're telling me that somebody thinks they're going to get it from a mask.
Well, no. This is what happened. And this was just posted on Twitter, I believe. But they're talking... There was a string of people talking about these masks. And a woman writes in and says, "My husband had to wear a mask on a business trip, and now he has chlamydia." And people went, The mask gave him chlamydia?
Yep.
You...
That's his story, and he's sticking to it. That's hilarious.
Oh, this lady. So, and then everyone... on Twitter felt like they needed to be the cold splash of water that she clearly needed. So now she's got probably a lot more questions for her husband than she would have had had she not posted.
He's like, "Oh man, I told you to delete that account years ago. There's nothing good comes on Twitter. The people don't know on there, honey. Just delete it."
"I got chlamydia from my face mask."
Yeah.
Hmm.
Can you believe it? Stupid liberals in their face masks. "Now I've got chlamydia." "Oh, honey, I know. That's awful. Let me tweet about that real quick." Stupid liberals, the libtards with their face masks.
You know what's really weird? So I don't want to say I'm a pessimistic person. I have a tendency, though, to need more info on things than this. Like, did this lady blindly trust that statement? Is that possible?
Sounds like it. I don't know. Maybe she, maybe they're just hilarious and she was being funny on Twitter. Could that be it?
No.
Okay.
It couldn't be it. But I do trip out that she wouldn't have had some more questions for this person.
Really, chlamydia, that's a sexually transmitted disease. Did somebody wipe themselves with this mask?
Where'd you get your mask? Where'd you leave your mask?
Right.
What'd you do with your mask? What'd you do with what's behind the mask while not wearing the mask?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, moving right along. Oh, boy, I'm almost out of time. Let me go to the text here real quick. Our text number is 800-400-3697. This is where you tell us what you're all about. We'd love to hear what you are thinking, how your weekend went, whatever. And
tell
it's
us
opening.
About you.
Oh,
you're waiting. I see.
It's opening.
We're waiting for things to open.
I didn't. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
925 says, "I was bummed because I thought you guys were on vacation this week, but score."
Yeah. Not this week, but the next 2 weeks, the 2 weeks following 4th of July. And we're off this Friday, too. Three more wake ups.
Right. "It's interesting in my town, walking around outside, no mask. In stores, masks in Walnut Creek, everyone is wearing a mask just to walk down the street."
Hmm. Oh. I wear my mask when I'm walking down the street. I just do, because it's easier. It's already on. I don't have to think about it.
Yeah, I don't.
And I've already got Maskme, so what do I care? Let's keep those guys all, let's keep farming that.
Well, at least you didn't get chlamydia.
That's true, Vin. So far, I haven't gotten chlamydia from my face mask. Fingers crossed. I'm hopeful.
Vin, I used to do the same thing your Mrs. Oliveira did until I had a group that liked me a little too much. One of the boys who is now 21 recently hit me up trying to hook up with me. Crunch.
Oh, she was a sex ed teacher.
She was a sex ed teacher. So, yeah, me, a handful of dudes in eighth grade got pulled out of class once a week to get extra sex ed class teachings from Mrs. Oliveira because we were the ones who were actively dating, I guess, at that
most
age.
Likely to get laid.
Probably.
The hottest guys.
I don't know that those guys. There was anything hot about us or eighth graders in general.
Maybe
but
it's that you had pictures of boobs drawn all over your book covers.
I've told you what I looked like in eighth grade. My head was shaved. I had the most braces you could fit in a person's teeth.
Oh my
and
God,
I was starting
so
to get pimples. Yeah, I mean, I don't know about hot. But anyway, the point is, she told us all kinds of stuff that probably wasn't on the...
And wasn't true.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, most things have been...
Yeah, not the horse thing. I'm telling you, there's zero sexual stuff with a horse. It's, if anything, it's the opposite of that. It can actually be painful on your parts, as you well know from riding horses. It's, you know... It's not a gentle caress.
I think you just probably need to find the right groove, right?
Nope.
Oh. Anyway, let me move right. Oh, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Boobs.
All right.
And more after these. Woo, let's go.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.